Like me, you're probably always hearing stories about how the internet, etc., is ruining music, is ruining musicians, and is bringing down the music industry generally. And then you come across bands or people, individuals, singers, songwriters, musicians generally, who have really grasped what the internet can do and what that can do for their careers, for their music generally. One such person is Imogen Heap, a great singer-songwriter from here in the UK, and I've literally just watched something of hers on Ustream TV, an internet site, like a streaming video site for those who aren't aware of it. How I found out about that is because she's one of these people who uses Twitter quite a lot. In fact, it was through Twitter that I actually became aware of her music. I'd heard of her, I'd heard of one of her original bands as well. But I'd never actually heard any of her music, or didn't realise I'd heard some of her music. But through Twitter and her YouTube videos that she makes frequently as well, I learnt about her music. So that brought me into contact with her music in that respect. And I probably wouldn't have taken somebody that I would probably never would have noticed if it hadn't been for the internet generally. A point that I think nowadays people are possibly listening to more music than they've ever done because it is more freely available. Yes, some people abuse that privilege, but a lot of us, myself included, are actually buying as much, if not more, music than they've ever done, and probably different music to what they would ever have listened to and ever have bought in the past. But back to the point, Imogen Heap put up earlier on, she's just recorded a new album, which she did, as I said, lots of blogs about that and vlogs about that, telling us the progress of it over the past 2 years. And now the album is shortly to be released. The first track off the album, First Train Home, has just come out. And I learned all about this, not through the normal media and the press releases, etc., but by her on her Twitter feed. And now she's having problems with packaging, etc., and she decided that she wanted to talk about this because it was frustrating her. So she went onto the internet, did a live TV show, for want of a better word, and explained it all. Did a few impromptu piano pieces, which were brilliant to watch, and also explained her frustrations and was asking her fans, her public, whatever, people out there, asking for their opinions, asking if they were backing her up in the way that she felt. Obviously, she's getting a favourable reaction, she's playing to the crowd, but she was doing it. And in amongst that particular TV show, which lasted for about 20 minutes, I suppose, but I saw the bulk of it, I believe, she was playing tracks off of her new album, snippets. It was like an impromptu gig, and actually following what the feed was, the sort of the comment feed that was coming along, and taking notice of that. And I think this is brilliant. I think this is somebody who's really grasped what the internet is about and what the internet can do. Other bands do it as well. Other bands I know use it quite well would be someone like the Counting Crows. Adam Duritz of the Counting Crows, a lead man from the band, I suppose, is another one of those sort of pretty voracious tweeters. Bands like Coldplay use it. Usually it's their roadie who does things and promotes blogs and that, but occasionally the band get involved and post photographs, etc. I'm sure there are plenty of other examples that you can think of as well. These are people who are harnessing the power of the internet, not just for advertising purposes either, or to put information out there to bombard you with things like so many other people do, but doing it sensibly, doing it because they care, and actually entering into conversations, entering into relationships, if you want to put it that way, with the people, their fans, interested parties who are actually using the internet as well. Fair play to them, and I'm sure they get a lot more respect, certainly from me, than they do from a lot of other bands that are out there moaning all the time. These people are getting in there, getting involved, and probably loving it as well. They certainly seem to be enjoying it. So think about that one. Thanks for your time. Goodbye.